coffee.
I opted for tea this morning.
You're classier than I am. I opted for straight black iced coffee amazingness because it is currently 5:09 a.m.
And I'm out of cocaine, so I'm sitting here with nothing.
So we have some scheduling issues. First of all, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. Hi. Thanks for listening. I am Bethany. Kathleen is to my right.
Hi.
And Sam is to my far right.
Yo.
And we have some scheduling issues today because we have a bunch of meetings after the show when we normally record the podcast. So like we've done a few times before, we came in super extra early to record it in the morning.
Which we know you can never tell the difference because our voices always sound like this.
We always sound this dead.
I have a confession to make.
What?
I had so much anxiety about waking up early last night / still today that I didn't sleep one single wink.
No, yes, you did. No
and
way.
We have this sleep machine that we got from Dr. Oz. It's called the S Plus by ResMed.
Yeah.
And when I got out of bed today, my sleep score was zero because it could tell that I didn't sleep at all.
That's horrible.
That's not good at all.
You know when you guys can't sleep and the shit that starts going through your head? So I crawled into bed at like 9:30. I'm like, I'm just going to open Pinterest and look at some Moroccan tiles and doze off into dreamland.
7 hours later.
7 hours later, I have since diagnosed myself with schizophrenia, lupus.
It's not
Lyme
lupus.
Disease.
Oh. I mean, stay. I'm going to block WebMD on Kathleen's computer at home.
Isn't I have how thyroid goes, issues though? Too, so yeah.
It's
I have
a dangerous
them all.
Site.
It goes from Pinterest straight to WebMD.
Yeah. To her writing her last will and testament.
Yeah.
Why can't I sleep? Oh. What's that rash on my wrist?
Yes. Honey, so I've been doing this thing called trying. My ResMed score was 86, by the
oh
way, last
God,
night.
Oh, my God, I'm so jealous.
I gave it to my mother. Now I want it.
Oh, it's pretty amazing. But I just am addicted to melatonin, which is terrible, but yeah. I have to take it every night. Because
is it terrible?
I mean, it's natural, but your body should probably sleep alone versus needing medicine.
That's fair. Even Earth's medicine.
Yeah, even Mother Nature's medicine, it probably you should do it yourself, but... It was. I'm sorry, Kathleen. Well, we'll try to make this as painless as humanly possible.
Oh, it's okay. There's just going to be multiple versions of me because I have schizophrenia. So
okay. Right. I love all of them.
Cool.
So you're fine. But wait a minute. I brought one thing because I looked up different ways to wake yourself up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing said you chug water before you drink coffee or tea.
All right.
So we have water here. Okay. So
here's water.
So as you listen to this, take note. These are different ways to wake yourself up in the morning, and we'll see if they work. So here's some water. Cheers.
So cheers.
Water,
so
cheers.
As those two drink, because apparently it's hard to talk and drink at the same time, it's because like you're asleep for like hopefully 6+ hours a night. Your body dehydrates itself. So if you wake up feeling, damn, girls. Feeling like just out of it. It's because you're not only tired, but your body's dehydrated. So
cool.
Fill that
man.
All right, chug.
I wish that cup was filled with beer.
Me too. I've also read... another way to try and wake yourself up, either in the morning or if you're falling asleep at your desk at work, is to gently,
yeah,
and
cool.
None of us can do it because we're all wearing some form of pigtail or ponytail today.
Yeah, that's
funny.
But run your fingers up your scalp like you're kissing yourself and then grab some hair and gently pull like a lover would do. And that, like, stimulation to your scalp, do it gently, don't yank, but just sort of, like, gently pull, is supposed to help wake you up as well.
But what if you like it rough?
Then yank. Then yank.
If both of you could hold on to one of my pigtails, and Kathleen, you could put your knee in the swell of my back, that'd be great.
So what else did you learn, Sam, as you looked up ways to wake yourself up?
Nope, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Apple cider vinegar.
Come on.
Not doing
Bring
it.
God. Bring
Come
it.
On, do We're, some.
You need a chaser. You need like a water chaser.
Or a tea
coffee.
Chaser.
Tea.
Too hot. Temperature control issues.
Do you want some of my iced coffee?
No, I'm okay.
Temperature
control. I'll watch you guys do it though.
I'll
See,
do that.
Okay, because my roommate, I had a shot of this last night.
Sam, talk into the microphone.
I'm sorry, I forget where I am. I'm looking around.
Sam's like over here.
Hey,
he's looking
hey,
over here.
I'm just talking to Bethany and Kathleen at this point. Fire me. If you couldn't already tell, my nose is mad stuffy.
It's cute.
But that's it. I feel completely fine except for that. So no one has to run away from me. But anyway, last night I was talking to my roommate. She reminded me that apple cider vinegar helps clear up anything you have.
Yeah, it's true.
So I went to take a shot and she started to sing God Save the Queen. And it made me laugh at the same time. So then, I don't know if you've tried apple cider vinegar, but it's harsh and it went up my nose.
Burning.
Ow.
I don't, it was funny, but horrible, but an interesting experience. But yeah, the up the nose cleaned my sinuses.
Yeah, exactly. Your sinuses will never get sick again.
Before you do this, I want to share with everybody that you are doing organic Bragg's apple cider vinegar with the mother still in it. Yep. Please don't do your 99-cent store apple cider vinegar.
No.
You will give yourself an ulcer.
That's just drinking raw poison. Another thing I've heard is that if, again, you're falling asleep at your desk or you need to wake up, do some stretches. Like, for me, it's leg stretches.
Yeah.
Like, bend, like keeping your legs pretty straight and just letting your torso sort of pull down with gravity.
Yeah.
That can help too, and I think a lot of it is about getting the circulation going in your head and
Absolutely.
In your body, even if it's just temporarily.
Eating
it helps.
Peppermints helps
really?
Me. Yeah.
I'll do a form of candy to wake up.
And yeah. I read this study once where if you carry around peppermint oil and you dab it on the inside of your wrists, that can help you wake up as well.
I did not know that.
Don't yet. Snooze, which we all know, but we don't listen to.
I hit snooze every morning 7 times.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I have you beat.
Oh, my God.
My first alarm on a regular day is 4, then 4:05, then 4:10, then 4:15, then 4:20, then 4:25, then 4:30,
but you
then
know
4:35,
we're not supposed to.
Then 4:40, then 4:45.
No.
And then like at like 10 minutes after 5, I get out of bed.
Oh, my God.
It's
horrible.
It's terrible.
No, every website says don't snooze. Yep. Set your alarm to as late as you could possibly sleep and then get your ass up.
Yeah, but every website doesn't have to do a morning show.
Yeah.
It's true. Only the morning show website.
It hurts. It physically hurts.
I think if I did that, I just wouldn't wake up in the morning. There's not enough alarms.
By the way, the effort Sam is putting into making this apple cider vinegar thing happen, I swear you're like an apothecary. I think I saw some smoke coming out of a test tube.
I took a bat wing, I threw it in there. I mixed it with a little bit of water only because it burns the chest cavity.
It burns the nostrils.
Exactly what you want.
Okay, so the smell's very, very strong. Sour. Did you do yours already?
No, I just put the cup down.
I turned my head and you looked like so unaffected. And if you had done it, I would have been so impressed.
This is going to suck, but it's going to be worth it, people. This is great for your immune system, and it helps kick like stuff like common colds.
All right, try not to barf. Right. You ready?
Through no the promises. Teeth, over the gums, hello world, here I comes.
Two, oh, three, yeah. Oh, look at the sour faces. Mm. Oh, like you're eating
Good.
Lemons.
Good.
Oh, you're chasing that with coffee? Oh, my gosh. Watching Bethany chase that apple cider vinegar shot with coffee is like when you're eating dinner and watching The Walking Dead at the same time. You're like, no, my stomach is turning right now.
Oh, God. It tastes Good. Like my mouth was shellacked. I need something to chase it with.
Yeah, you need a water chaser, girl.
It tastes like, if you haven't smelled it or tasted it or anything like that, it tastes like what when you're dying Easter eggs smells like.
Yeah, like white vinegar.
That harsh vinegar plus food dye, which I know may not smell like anything, but now in my head it does.
Now my stomach hurts.
Oh, that's right. What did it? The visual, not the apple cider vinegar?
We may have led you astray, dear listener.
Oh, my God. It's not fun.
In moderation, please. Yeah. Start with a teaspoon first.
Yes.
Go from there.
Oofta.
Okay. All right, what else did I figure out?
Yeah, what else did you learn, Sam? So far, this is going well.
One website said, if you must snooze, so I feel like this is a happy medium between what you guys do and what the world wants you to do. If you have to press snooze, you have to be awake. So you have to sit up in your bed for the 10 minutes you have the snooze, and you're allowed to stay there. You don't have to move. You don't have to do a thing. But sit up.
What's the point of that?
It's a medium. Your body is still at rest. You're not getting up and stirring, but it's starting to get you used to. I got to burp again because the...
Apple cider vinegar burp.
Oh, that's hot.
Woo!
I had an RA in college who had an alarm clock that was made out of rubber, and she would set it on the other side of the room, and it would roll all over the room.
That's
it was like a ball thing, so she'd have to get out of bed and chase it around the room to turn it off.
Nothing would be thrown out of my window faster than the first morning that alarm happened.
As soon as you catch it, you just hail it at the window.
Like, it's doing it on purpose. Like, it's not programmed to do it like a machine. Like, it's a mind that's running around being a
Isn't that crazy?
God, that's horrible.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's alarm clocks that are zen too. Like they slowly wake you up and they like get a little brighter and stuff. No, there's no way that would work for me.
The commercials are so peaceful.
I know. No one wakes up like that because it's already sunny in the commercial when they wake up, you know? And it's like, life isn't like that.
So actually the sun, letting light into your room very gradually helps you wake up. Some people really like blackout curtains, but going from that dead dark to all of a sudden light in the morning doesn't help you. It actually makes you feel more groggy.
Yeah, but most of us wake up before the sun comes up.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, we do.
especially in the winter. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. Do you guys have a night routine that's like relaxing? A routine, not things you sometimes do, but every night I blank, 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 because multiple websites said that too.
Open the window. Turn on the fan.
Like you brush your teeth and you lotion and you everything said turn off your cellular devices, and in parentheses one website said get over it. I know it hurts. Turn off your cellular devices an hour before you go to bed.
An hour?
like don't look at the screen for 1 hour, because that 1 hour without the light and the stimulation from your Netflix account and your cell phone will put you in the perfect place to go to sleep.
Even if you have like the nighttime version on your iPhone where it like takes the blue out of the screen?
Yes, even the nighttime version.
That one?
So what do you do for an hour?
Well, I don't know. What is book?
Reading? Talking?
It's like
sitting.
A paper movie.
What is it?
Paper.
1987!
So I shower. I shower.
Okay, it's
if
part
it's
of
been
the
a bad day, then I cry in the shower, which is very soothing. Mm-hmm. And then
Samesies.
It's so good. You sit in the bottom of the shower and just cry.
I can't do it. I feel too vulnerable. I'll get out and I'll sit on the toilet. I'll cry there.
Nothing vulnerable about that.
Well, the lid'll be down and my pants will be up. So.
Oh, okay. Because otherwise snakes come. If you wait too long, snakes will come up.
For the love of
I've
God.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Snakes, yeah.
Well, great. Guess what I have to do? Change my crying location.
Yeah, exactly. Change to the shower. Mm-hmm. And then I get up, brush my teeth, do the face stuff, put on 7 lotions, and then I read. I've started reading, and it is lovely.
In bed or on couch?
In bed.
Okay.
I read in bed and wait for the melatonin to kick in.
And that helps turn you off.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. It makes you tired using your eyes like that.
Yeah.
Another site said if you're in bed and you're not ready to fall asleep, like those toss and turn nights, get out of bed. You like don't your bed can't be associated with I can't sleep.
It's very Pavlovian.
So if you can't sleep, get up and sit on the couch and do something until you're tired enough to go to sleep, then go to bed.
Sometimes I fall asleep on the couch easier than I fall asleep in my bed.
Same.
That is a luxury.
Yeah.
I think those weekend days too, where you sit and you watch TV until you fall asleep and then you wake up and you keep watching TV, those are some of the best days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Couch sleeping is like, oh.
That was my Sunday. I text Bethany and I said I only put on a robe to let the seamless guy in. That's it.
I cannot tell you how many times I've answered the door for Seamless wearing nothing but a robe.
Yeah. A kimono?
A kimono.
Oh,
absolutely.
Poor thing.
They've seen it all, though.
He's traumatized.
I feel like they can't. They're like the porn pizza delivery guys. Yeah. Like, there's nothing you can do that freaks them out.
It's true.
Do you know, sometimes I just have on, like, a big t-shirt and sweatpants with no bra on underneath. So when the Seamless guy comes and I'm going down the stairs to open up the front of the door, I'm, like, holding my boobs so they're not bouncing around as I'm walking down the stairs.
She looks like a sleeping vampire. Like, her arms are crossed.
Yeah.
Right,
and then I keep
chest.
One arm in front and I reach for the food with the other. And I'm like, thank you, sir. Or ma'am.
What's your personal best with number of forks they've given you based on what you've ordered for yourself?
3 sets.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I was just having this conversation the other day because I ordered a macaroni and cheese, a soup, a mozzarella stick something, and a milkshake. And they gave me 2 sets of forks.
Yeah.
So I had explained myself to my friend I was with and turned it into a joke so I felt less horrible.
Yeah. There have been times that, 3 forks.
Like,
and I'm like, oh, bless your heart. It's all for me.
I share my Seamless account with my husband, so it kind of holds me a little bit accountable. Because if he's not around and I'm ordering food, he gets the email to his phone because it's technically his account.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, you ordered a lot. I'm like, I'm going to murder you. Do not come home.
Some of it was going to be for you.
Yeah.
By the way, if you don't live in the areas, you've probably figured out by now, Seamless is a food delivery company. Yeah. And it saves my life on the reg.
I don't know how I lived without it, which is a horribly first world thing to say.
Isn't that terrible?
I've become very used to it.
I know.
Dependent.
It also eats all of my monies.
All of it.
Oh my God. God.
Because dinner all of a sudden is like $30 mm-hmm. every single night. And you're like, oh, man.
It requires a minimum.
Yeah.
So then you surpass the minimum and then you forget about tax and tip and delivery fee.
I know. And the minimum is like $10 or $12 sometimes.
Yep.
Sometimes it's $20 and you really want that bagel, but then you have to order four bagels to get that one bagel.
I have to say, I've been listening to this other podcast and one of the guys on it is from Wisconsin and he says bagel. And it makes me feel like I'm home because you guys give me so much crap for how I don't pronounce the word correctly.
Bagel.
Bagel. He says bagel. Bagel,
it's a bagel.
It's a bagel. But now I say bagel, which sounds wrong.
Because you're simulating.
One of us.
I have to literally think to myself in my head, body of water, bird, bagel. Bagel.
Is that why you like it takes you 7 minutes to tell me what you want in the morning?
Uh-huh. I want to... Bagel.
You want a freaking bagel.
I want a bagel.
There you go.
I get really New York, New Jersey when I drive. I curse people out even more so than I do so in my everyday life. Like, I'm like, come on, guy. You gonna move it, guy? Move it, you freaking come on, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
My family says that now I live in New York, they get nervous when I come home and drive.
Yes.
Wow.
Which I don't see any difference. I don't see a difference in my driving whatsoever, but apparently there is a bit of a difference.
We have a horrible reputation.
I'm an aggressive driver, extremely aggressive driver.
You are, but you seem to be a really polite, aggressive driver. Like when Kathleen drives me in the morning, like today, and there's someone who will cut her off, she'll do that yelling thing, but it's still somehow polite. Sir, excuse me, are you going to go now? Thank you. I'm leaving room for you. Start to move.
If you're going to go, you're going to freaking go. So go.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Please hold while I ingest as much iced coffee as possible. Hold on a second.
I leave like a millimeter between me and the car in front of me. I ride the other person's ass so hard.
Doesn't that make you nervous?
No.
Because like, what happens if the guy behind you is a jerk and he ends up tapping you? Then you tap the car in front of you.
Have you seen my car? It can be tapped from every single direction. It's not going to get any worse.
That's what I yell at pedestrians in New York when they walk between, like when one car's mm-hmm. an a-hole and they're in the crosswalk, they are totally wrong. But then I yell at the pedestrian when they squeeze between those two because I'm like, what if there's something wrong with this car and it rolls forward? You just lost both of your legs.
Yeah.
Both of them.
And yet I've done that.
No!
I've been that person.
I've been the one yelling at you.
I know. Probably same.
My kids are going to hate me.
The movie Gone in 60 Seconds, the remake with Nick Cage and Angelina Jolie, which is real good. She has white girl dreads in that movie. Apparently they were taught, as they were learning for the film, they were taught to drive point and shoot. So like you point your car where you want it to go and you just go. And that's how I drive in New York. I point and shoot. I just... Yeah. You just have to go wherever you need to go, and lanes are an option, and, you know, stoplights are a suggestion, but you got to get where you're going.
Yeah.
Oh, and you wonder why you're so... So your mom said she's worried about you, huh?
Point and shoot, Mom. Point and shoot.
Nothing's changed.
Point and shoot.
You've gotten soft.
I'm going to rent a car in Italy this summer, and I'm not worried about it, even though the road directions aren't great there. Like, notoriously, Italians are... aggressive drivers, but I drive in New York City. I think I'm going to be fine.
Don't do it.
No, I'm going to do it.
Why not do it?
Yeah.
I've never been more worried and panicky than when I was in Italy watching people drive. Like, just being on the side of the road out of a car, I felt at risk.
Don't they drive on the sidewalks if they have to?
Yes!
Awesome.
I'm prepared.
You should do this.
Even
I'm
when
prepared
they don't to have do it. To. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Kathleen, are you going with your husband?
I am.
Can you please Facebook Live some of this?
Yes. I will.
I'm what not could gonna... possibly go wrong.
I'm not going to drive in a major city, but you know, like in the countryside, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
This is a good thing.
Everyone's on a moped too, like weaving in and out.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
I love it.
Have you guys ever driven on the other side of the road?
On purpose?
No, like in Britain.
Oh, no.
No.
I have.
Uh-uh.
And that takes so much brain concentration that I would have to stop every 30 minutes to take like a 5-minute snoozer.
Too much responsibility.
Yeah. There were definitely times when I was like, oh my God, I don't know what side is on the right side. I don't know.
I think you're fine until you have to turn.
Yeah.
You know, like taking a left-hand turn.
Yeah. okay, yeah.
Would throw me off.
Yes, because then you really have to actively think after you make that turn what side you're supposed to be on.
I just want to know who, like, what was the first side of the road that was originally driven on? Like, hey, we finally have streets, we're going to drive on this side of the road. And then what asshole was in another part of the world and was like, oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to do this side. Like, why can't we have a universal, there's a 50-50 shot. Why did it have to be two separate for two other parts of the world?
So what are the countries that drive on the other side? The UK and Ireland and
Australia.
And
do
I
they
think
in
that's
Australia?
It. Yeah. I think that's it.
I know nothing about it.
And New Zealand, because they are commonwealths of the UK. And I know that from watching The Crown on Netflix.
Good job. Yeah, I don't. If I go overseas, I use mass transit or cabs.
Yep.
Because I don't.
Because
I won't.
I might. I'm planning on, and I say planning until the tickets are in my hand for everything, but I'm planning on going to Australia and... Now I'm curious.
You can do it.
I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. If you have a partner who can also concentrate and keep reminding you what side to be on, you can do it.
Oh, I might try it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll strap a GoPro on my forehead.
Yeah, definitely should do that.
Ooh,
just for life in general.
Okay. This way you guys have proof for
yes.
what went wrong.
By the way, did we hit all of the wake-up ways, Sam, that you looked up?
I mean, there is something on... Just to forget talking into the mic. There is something I found on BuzzFeed, and it's called the Morning Person Challenge, and you can sign up for it, and it says each day will introduce a new habit or task that will build on one from the previous day, and you could sign up here to receive daily email reminders to help you get through the challenge. So I'm curious. I think I might do this.
Okay.
I'll report back on it, but yeah, if you are desperately trying to become a morning person,
yeah.
why not give this a
That's
shot?
That's great. Can you tweet out the link, or is it like a time-sensitive
Certainly.
Thing?
Certainly. I don't think so. I was just doing some... No, this was in 2015. They posted this on BuzzFeed.
Okay.
So I can't... But they do have a really cute chart. It says, mornings, am I right? How I spend the morning. Expectation. Exercise. Shower. Pick out a cool outfit. Make a nutritious breakfast. Brush teeth. Write a brilliant novel. It says reality. Hit snooze. Check Twitter. Fall back asleep. Hit snooze. Check Instagram. Panic. Brush teeth. Put on literally any clothing.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's where we are.
Yeah, tweet that out. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
When we're coming to work in the morning, every now and then I will see a person going to the gym because they're that dedicated. And my mind is just screaming, why? Why are you doing this to yourself? You don't have to be doing this to yourself. Go back to bed.
I know. I don't do well working out in the morning because I don't have any energy.
Yeah.
I need a day of food.
Also, you have to get there at 3.
Yeah, there's also that.
No way.
Should we go around the room and talk about what we learned this week?
Sure.
I learned. So I've been needing to believe in something like a good, strong person because recent life of world events.
Okay.
So I rediscovered my love for Lee Child's books. He writes the Reacher series. There was a movie, Jack Reacher, that Tom Cruise was in based on those books. And all of the books are literary crack. They are about this character who used to work for the army and now he's just a drifter. He's like 6'7". He's huge and Nordic. He thinks so fast that he can like take down 12 men in a fist fight and he always wins. And he just goes around the country solving crimes, basically. And it is so good to read a book where you're just like, I fully trust that this man will fix everything and he will be okay and he like good will prevail.
Wow.
It is. So look for any of Lee Child's books.
Okay.
And you will just love them.
Aww.
And if you don't remember what I said, you can rewind the podcast, by the way. I've gotten so many emails from people who are like, can you remind me what you said in the podcast?
Can you repeat that?
You can rewind it.
Because sometimes we don't even remember what
we
said.
I don't remember
Listen
what I said.
Again. We'll never yell at you for that. Ever.
But yeah, so Lee Child's books, they're
That's
awesome.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kathleen, what did you learn?
My mind is blank right now.
Kevin learned that we cannot do these morning podcasts anymore because she doesn't sleep.
Si se puede. Yeah, do it.
Sam, what did you learn this week?
I learned that, so I usually try and be very practical with my spending. If you don't need it, don't get it. That applies to everything. But there are some things where it's practical to overbuy because you'll use it again later. For example, I found about 8 months ago a kind of underwear that was really comfortable for me when I worked out. So I bought the amount I needed, which were 5 pairs.
Yeah.
And then especially for women, so often you want to throw out what you have and get new pairs because it's just hygienic.
Wait, you guys don't have the same underwear since high school?
Just the one pair and it's in a frame.
No,
thanks, ex-boyfriend.
Wait, really? Sometimes I just want to pull my underwear up to my chin and have
tuck yourself in.
Tuck myself in.
The elastic is disintegrated a long time ago, so you used a rope.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But if it's something like undershirts or underwear or socks, buy multiple pairs and store them for later because they stop making the material of the ones I love. So now I went to 2 other stores. I'm on the hunt for perfect workout underwear, basically. And that's my tale of woe.
Okay, so if you love it, get a lot of it.
I should have bought more. I should have overbought and kept it in a drawer somewhere.
All right.
So that's that.
It's a hard lesson, but it's a good lesson.
I'm just going to go commando until then. I'm so just kidding.
I'm not. I'm going commando right now. Thank you so much for listening to this week.
Did
you
learn it?
No, I'm blank. I'm
still blank. She's thinking elevator music in her head. Never mind.
Just thinking about candy.
Thank you for being my friend.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast, on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. We are on Facebook at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Oh, and follow us on Snapchat. Is
that active? Yay! We have a Snapchat. Our Snapchat is the same as our Twitter account, Acquired Podcast.
Awesome.
So we'll be snapping from Z100 Jingle Ball this weekend. Actually, this Friday, December 9th.
So psyched.
Yes. So make sure to follow us. Check out what's going on behind the scenes. Thank you so much for listening. And we will talk to you next week.